You developed the school volunteer program.
That's right.
So here's Miss Volunteer herself getting a program started, which seems natural.
Interesting enough, that was a national movement. It was really instigated by the Ford Foundation. The Ford Foundation had some grants available, and Bruce Howell was always on top of all of this. He knew that that was some money to develop a volunteer program. We had had that program at Burroughs, and so he felt that we could get some funding for developing a comprehensive school volunteer program. He sent me to the training program in Dade County, Florida, to learn about how to do that and to bring some organization to that whole plan of developing a school volunteer program. That's what I did.
And you also were involved in the Adopt-A-School program, now Partners in Education.
Right. That's right. After Bruce Howell had introduced me to these 10 schools that were funded by the Ford Foundation for developing comprehensive school volunteer programs, there was a national organization that grew out of that, the National School Volunteer Program, and I was active on that board of directors. At the same time, President Reagan was looking for the engagement of corporate America in education, and he did the White House initiatives on education. I participated in that with President Reagan and the 10 school volunteer coordinators. And out of that and the Teachers College in New York grew this whole Adopt-A-School program. The Adopt-A-School program was really piloted in Memphis and Dallas. The White House initiatives with President Reagan, after his term of office, merged with the National School Volunteer Program under President Bush. First, President Bush, and the Points of Light Foundation, and became the Partners in Education. And I served on that national board for a number of years.
President Bush honored you as one of the outstanding coordinators of community involvement for public schools, so that was
a nice
experience.
It was a great experience to have tea with President and Mrs. Bush. There were 14 of us at the White House, and I remember it would not happen today, but Mrs. Bush saying to us, if you would just like to walk around the White House, just feel free to go any place and look at anything you want to do. And I did. I went immediately to the China Room. I wanted to see that. I remember being in the China Room of the White House all by myself, just admiring all of the china and the crystal of all of the presidents in their display. It was a great experience.
President Bush, number one,
right,
is what you were talking about. And Barbara was the one who said, just wander around.
Now, Barbara Bush was very supportive of literacy in the schools. She really promoted that. She was a joy to work with. I have tremendous respect and admiration for Barbara Bush.
The president, what was it like to be around him and his spirit?
He was funny. He has a real sense of humor. You know, I didn't ever see him other than with Mrs. Bush and his graciousness in welcoming us to the White House. And then he and Mrs. Bush would appear at the national meetings of the Partners in Education.
You also worked in the Early Childhood Initiative for the state of Oklahoma. Tell us how that experience came about.
It was always interesting to me, John. There was a couple of things that really sparked my interest in early childhood development. When I first came to town, I met two women, Irma Henson and Carol Wyatt, who were very much involved in the Junior League, and they were working at the South Haven Daycare Center. They invited me to go out and just see what they were doing. They were beginning to really focus on the standards for daycare in this state, and as you know, Oklahoma has incredible standards for childcare. They were developing a task force to research what needed to be put in place for daycare standards. And so I was fortunate enough to be a part of that group. And I really then began to become much more aware of the incredible learning opportunities that daycare, preschool provided for young children. That many of the children that I saw in the daycare centers were not having the same experience that my children had in private preschools. It just appeared to me that these children were being penalized, not intentionally. It was just because there was a lack of knowledge about what these children could do and learn in a quality preschool daycare environment. So I was always really interested in what was happening. And I could see in the schools, as I started working in the schools with Sandra Nicholson, some of our children were coming out of the Early Childhood Development Center, which was another one of Bruce Howell's projects. so well prepared and so in tune with learning and so excited about learning. They may be seated right next to a child who never had anything. It just always made such an impact on me about why were we doing this? We were really penalizing young children. Poverty, lack of experience on the part of parents, lack of experience on the part of daycare workers and quality training for them. Most daycare workers at that point in time were not provided opportunities for training or learning. Out of that grew the Friends of Daycare, and Irma Henson and Carol really worked on that. We worked with the State Department to really begin to enhance and change the standards for daycare in this state, and have had a number of studies since that moved us. You know, I think we're in the top four in the nation with our daycare standards. It was sort of interesting because Martin Fate, who was then president of PSO, was going to become president of the Chamber of Commerce, and he was really looking for a project. And his wife, Ruth Ann Fate, is very much engaged in early childhood development, and she was one of the founders of Bethany Daycare Center. So I knew of Martin's interest in early childhood development. I had just been out at a school, an elementary school in North Tulsa. The teacher had requested some volunteer help, and I went out to kind of figure out what we needed to do. And she said, "I just want you to know, Nancy, that the majority of my children do not know their names or their colors, let alone anything to do with numbers." So I thought, yeah, here's an opportunity. I'm going to take Martin out there. So he went out to this school with me. I remember him walking away from that experience and he was saying, I'm paraphrasing, "My gosh, these are going to be my workers for PSO. These are going to be our customers. We got to do something about this." Martin was really interested in this, and he is the one that just got the ball rolling in early childhood development. And so then at that point, you know, there were lots of things that were coming together. The Chamber, the Community Service Council was really looking at early childhood development. George Kaiser was looking at early childhood development. We had been moving through doing some work with the legislature on Children's First. I'd had this grandiose idea that as we were working in child abuse and what the state was going to do in child abuse, that if we could just put children first in everything that we did in this state, it would be wonderful. But unfortunately, when we introduced that child abuse program under the umbrella of what I thought would be Children's First, the legislators identified it immediately with a child abuse. So the child abuse program became known as Children's First. So when we came in with the Early Childhood Development Initiative, I thought it would be a part of the Children's First umbrella, but it had to take on its life of its own as its early childhood development in our four-year-old program in the state of Oklahoma. And ultimately now we have three-year-old programs. I didn't quite get it under the children's umbrella. But Children's First is still funded by the state legislature, and it's an incredible program to identify parents who are at risk for abusing their children. It's a program done through the health departments with nurses. It's very successful. It's been evaluated, and it is funded totally by the legislature.